Sports Betting Show. Come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated. Third of I am Toe Diggs.
And a baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
G'day, daddy.
G'day to you, Taya. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
Closing them out tonight?
Dude. I think so. If Mitchell Robinson's questionable still with that ankle after Embiid intentionally twisted his ankle.
Get out there, Rob. Get out there, Rob.
Without him, it will likely be a hard-fought game if dirty-ass Embiid suits up.
Okay, we don't need your...
But...
Bruce.
If he,
you're up 3-1, bro.
If Mitch does play, we should wrap things up. Carry on. Yeah, I'm fired up for the Pacers. I truly am. I'm already kind of looking past...
Are you going to get thrown out of a couple games?
No.
Does your yellow card carry over?
I may start because, TJ's in it now. He accepted the DM. We have exchanged DMs, so I might slide in those. But I don't think I'm going to get ejected. I'm not. Tickets are expensive even here. So I'm not.
Whoa.
I'm not sitting courtside.
Whoa. Even here.
Fucking Mitt was fucking second row the other day.
Yeah.
Mitt is pretty connected.
No, your mic's on.
Mitt's good. Pretty connected in the Pacers industry. Maybe he can help you out.
Yeah, maybe. Mitt? But no, I'm going to buy tickets to each game, and if nobody comes with me, I will give them away on Twitter to Knicks fans in the area. Make sure there's some Knicks.
So you're just going to sit next to a random person?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how Knicks Nation rides.
You buy a single, brother.
No.
I don't know if that is how Knicks Nation rides.
It is. Like. It is. You probably wouldn't get it. You're
New York thing.
You're up in your ivory tower.
I thought, don't all New Yorkers hate each other?
No.
In New York.
That's the Midwest, I think, misconception of it.
Well.
Like, we aren't all, like, polite to your face and dicks behind your back and super non-confrontational. It's way more like, let's be mean to each other, but there's a mutual respect.
And they only hate each other when they're losing.
I'm not from the Midwest, so I wouldn't know that.
It's only a losing thing.
Rust Belt.
They love each other when God they're damn winning. Right. Only if they're losing.
How do we do last? NHL, that was good. 1-2-1 in the diamond. Let's just.
Yeah, I mean.
If I ever say the Marlins ever again.
Yeah, I
did walk it back a little bit later, but Marlins stink.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're throwing out a Marlins.
That was POD. Crazy.
I took away the POD.
I mean, I know, but you did. You did it.
You did it.
Which you game did we lose? First 5-1-0. That drive, and we had them plus a half. That drives me fucking nuts.
Cubs, Mets, Severino was spinning.
Yeah, no, that'll happen in the Cubs Mets series.
I think Mariners D-backs were both teams were spinning a no hitter till late in the game.
Yep. And what happened?
It was a low scoring evening.
Yes.
And what happens? I'm backing on Waldron. He fucking floats one over the plate to De La Cruz for a nice cruise missile out of the park.
I just love watching a knuckleballer spin it.
Yep. The money line parlay of Celtics, Nuggets,
Thunder.
Yeah. But it was sweat.
Yeah, Thunder was the only one that got your palms going a little bit, but not really even.
I mean Nuggets.
Well, I mean Nuggets was sweat.
I was asleep for that one.
Nuggets was sweat.
But if you were awake, it would have been a real sweat.
Oh yeah.
You know, yeah.
And then NHL, the Stars did what they were supposed to do.
Hell yeah.
And the Panthers,
we're battling back, which I love to see. We went down twice.
You know what you've got?
Just
a little bit of that mo.
Yeah, you got to keep it going.
Yes.
You do have
to. I think you got to
You know what you need to do back home?
Yeah, I think you got to win it in six here.
Well, you know what you need to do when you get back home?
What?
You need to bring out those big dogs who were at the playoffs a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Actually, behind Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also need that fucking guy that smacks on the glass to not go.
Is he like the whistle guy from the Saints?
I think so. I don't think he's very well liked from my interactions with Biz about him.
Okay.
He's kind of a bad juju around the barn.
That'll happen.
Which we don't need.
No.
Tonight we have.
Did I say this on the show yesterday?
You say it again and then I'll let you know.
If a hockey game goes to overtime.
I don't think you did.
I didn't?
Oh, you've told me this in the car.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I said it to Mitt on the drive in. If a hockey game goes to overtime, just go over and look at who's going to score to win it.
Take a peek.
The odds are absurd.
All high, yes. Long odds.
That's yeah. The Bucci OT challenge.
Yeah. So like, just throw a couple. I mean, I threw JT Miller and Quinn Hughes, and then the Canucks won in 30 seconds the other day. But I mean, those plus 1,000s were very live for a couple seconds.
That is probably why those odds are so tasty.
It is.
Could end at any second.
It is very exciting.
It's very hard. It's very hard to hit those. But you know,
are we coming in hot, or is that just my ears?
I think just your ears.
Okay.
Sounds normal to me.
Perfect.
You can turn it down right there.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
All jacked up.
You are all fucking jacked up, brother.
I got this fucking Champions League same game parlay that's about to hit, even though nobody scored yet.
can't lose Champions League.
This might be the worst fucking parlay ever assembled, but here we are.
Dying on the 2-1 kills me because it's just like, what if they win 3-2?
I don't know. I was
feeling it.
The thing was, every time I put in any other option into this same game parlay, for whatever reason, something was getting removed, and I was just pissed off. So I saw Real Madrid 2-1, and I said, that's the fucking final.
That's the score.
That's the ticket.
It could be.
I mean, what are we, 30 minutes in, maybe?
Yeah, we need Real Madrid has to score first as well.
Perfect.
Let's do...
You want to start with the ice? Fucking Skates is wandering in here. What's he doing?
Quick, get a video of Skates wandering in here.
What's he doing?
Look at it, just moping.
Moping in. Dude, come on.
Why are you so mopey? Yeah. Hey.
It's the NHL playoffs, there, brother.
Why are you moping in here? That's what Mitt wants to know.
You said it first, Tony. Come on.
No.
He's going to come in mad now.
Well, you're going to be mad at Mitt.
I mean...
Classic. Mitt said you were just moping in here. He said, pick up your feet is his exact words.
If anyone would know anything about moping and dragging their feet with their backwards-ass knees, it's Mitt McMahon slumping over like a slug around this place day in and day out.
Stop to argue.
No clear defense, though. Just an attack back.
I respect it.
Stop to argue.
It's long days and long nights now, gentlemen.
I was like,
love you, Mitt.
Little scuffle,
love you.
But.
Team ride on the Stars last night. Congrats, boys.
Yeah. Had to be done. Yeah. And they came through.
And you knew
a little scary there for a moment, but
oh, it always is. I mean, there's
no easy ones.
We're not, yeah. Texas hockey isn't a big fan of winning.
There's been a couple easy ones
for us.
Not for you.
Playoffs, I meant. Yeah.
Definitely not for Texas hockey.
No, we don't. No matter who we're
tonight, there are four game fives.
Let's play four.
3-1 in each series. Could we see all four end tonight?
Yes.
Feels like they should, right?
They will.
I don't know if they will. There's got to be one.
Does feel like the bees have an advantage.
Is it Slovis? Like
Carolina has an advantage.
I like the bees.
Is it Slovis?
You tell me.
Slobodan.
You're the Cougars, bug.
You heard? Where's Freed?
Nashville's back's got to be
broken. I like the bees. The Leafs are in full-on panic mode. Just the sky is falling.
That's my one play tonight, I think, is the bees.
The ground is collapsing underneath Leafs Nation.
They're starting fucking wall, dude.
Carolina, 20,000 screaming Caniacs back on home ice. You know, the Islanders.
It was fucking, what's his name? Raiders coach did it for Vegas last night.
Gruden?
Antonio Pierce. Jesus.
Holy fuck. Jesus. Can we get a fucking Slovis?
I think the Islanders gave us their push. I think Carolina gets it done tonight. I will take Carolina puck line.
So does the Rags would start earlier if they won tonight? Like,
who do the Rangers got?
They have the winner of their Hurricanes Islanders.
Does the NHL just have it slotted in for every series to go 7, or will they start series earlier? I can't remember because...
Yeah, does NBA this affect my ability
to watch? I'm pretty sure.
Good news, boys.
I'm pretty sure they'll start going.
The Sounders?
Okay. It's our sweet, sweet Slovis.
Yes.
Okay, for goalie.
Yes.
There's a lot of conversations going on right now. That'd be the goalie.
That was the most important. That was the most important.
The Sounders are Kevin Keats.
There's more than
Keatsy.
He's got a Wolfpack shirt on.
Okay.
So I think he's from that. Scott Crawford looks to be a chef, maybe. And then DJ Burns Jr. is also sound this out.
Okay, right there. That'll get DJ BJ is a big one. That's a big get.
That is a big get.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
That's good.
Okay.
I don't know the first two, but
it's all about the closer. That's
actually really only all about the opening.
That's the main event.
I'll assume DJ Burns Jr. is the opener.
Have we seen can we not get Bill Cowher?
Cowher. They saved Cowher for the finals.
I think they're saving the big guns for the later round.
They better be.
I think they saw New York Islanders first round. Okay.
All Real Madrid just scored first.
Okay. Who scored?
Hold the phone.
Do we have a VAR?
Fuck.
Vinicius Jr.
I don't think that was on the bet slip.
No, Vinicius Jr. Assisted by Tony Kroos.
Why is it still saying zero?
Oh, no.
Tony Kroos is a dog who's been doing it for a
while. Oh, it was fucking Tony Kroos.
Scored?
Assist by Tony Kroos.
To Vinny Jr.
Fuck.
Tonight I'm taking the Bruins. What say you guys?
I'm on the Bees. Why, in Carolina puck line, why is this Jets-Avs game?
Why is it a coin flip?
Essentially. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
but should. Why?
I don't.
What am I missing, Gumps?
It's been like that every.
It's because it's back in winter.
They're just sticking with the lines.
There's just so little to separate these two sides in the peg, brother.
This is another one where I feel like Colorado is clearly the better team. They've seemed to figure out Hellebuck, but one of these series has to. They can't all advance tonight. One of these has to get stretched out.
My biggest concern would be the coup.
I feel like yes. So that is mine. Is because of the goalie situation and because Nashville has played very well. But that felt like a backbreaker last game.
It did. So factoring all that in, I'm going to give Winterpeg one more shot on home ice. At even money here as a dog, I want to give them one more game to stretch this.
Sure.
Just a little bit longer.
Is Hellebuck starting? Or are they,
I would imagine.
Are they going with maybe. The second coming of Patrick Waugh?
Laurent Bossa.
It's amazing he's a fucking backup in Winnipeg. Never called.
You're sensing sarcasm from Gubby's voice. This goes back 3 years from That's Hockey Talk when a beat writer said that Brossois is the next Marty Brodeur.
Patrick Waugh.
God damn. A tongue-in-cheek comment, might I add.
Was it?
Might I add.
Was it? That's not a
tongue. Meant nothing by it.
This guy meant a lot by it.
Guy was on a hot run. He was playing well at the time, just, you know, trying to pump his tires a little bit.
Yeah.
Gumps did not like that.
No.
He does not let him
respect.
Forget it.
Patrick Waugh's name.
And same thing with this Preds Canucks one, but you mentioned it, Tony. Hitting that post. 3-1.
Slovis.
2 minutes left. Game. Pissing that away. Now. Yeah. I'll take the Cougars to close it out and, you know, maybe a mini riot in Vancouver. Maybe they don't burn cop cars, but maybe, you know, a celebration goes a little too out of hand tonight. Maybe they throw some garbage in the streets, you know, tip over a couple cans.
Are you flying back?
They're not allowed to have watch parties anymore, actually.
Are you flying back if they
what?
Win? Yeah.
How is that a law?
They burn the city down twice, brother, in the playoffs.
Can't have it.
Can't burn your own city when you lose in the Stanley Cup
finals. You mean like a collective big watch party, like outside on the street?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have 12 people over your house.
You can fucking
any group of six or more Cougars.
But I tell you what,
you never know.
I tell you what, you want to get into trouble? You go to 120th and Scott. Mm-hmm. You'll find the trouble you're looking for, my friend.
Hell yeah.
Boy, talking the white horse.
That's fucking Surrey, brother.
Beware.
You cross Scotch.
Pale horse.
You're fucking asking for it, brother.
Okay, Nick, recap what you have tonight, please.
Bees, money line.
Jeez.
Caniacs, puck line. Winterpeg Jets, money line. And the Vancouver Cougars.
You're taking Winterpeg.
You're on the Winterpeg Jets.
Again, you know, I don't love it, but I just feel like one of these has to get stretched.
Okay. Good luck to you.
And I'm sticking with the books here.
I'm going all favorites. Canes 60.
I kind of like
confident Preds. Man.
Yeah.
I think I like the Preds to be the one.
No.
Could be.
Slovis. I can't. Slovis at home. I don't know if he's ever lost at home in his career. Good luck, Nick.
Has he ever played at home in his career?
Yeah, I was at his fucking first game at fucking.
That's why he loves
it. Yeah. Saw his first dub, bro.
Now it's all coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go to the hardwood, the association, if you will.
Here we go.
The New York Knicks are 4-point favorites against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Really money line.
Every game has been pretty close.
Yeah. We're not going to
blow anybody at.
It seems like maybe Pacers, we could maybe stretch a lead.
I kind of like a favorites money line parlay tonight here. Cleveland has dominated home in this series.
So I'm going to go Knicks on their own because I think it's -170. Is that right?
It's -4.
What's that?
I have -190 right
here. Oh, geez, Louise.
It's 20 cents, brother.
Yeah, I don't love land that much.
I
164 is what I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. So put me down for the Knicks money line solo. And then I'm going to go Pacers Cavs money line parlay.
I'm hot to trot on the Nova boys not going a combined like 0-15 from the field again. Obviously, Brunson's not within that Nova boys. They're talking about Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart. I think they score and fill it up a bit.
Where did Brunson go to school?
He went to Villanova as well, but he's transcended the Nova boys.
Okay.
It's really a duo of Dante and Josh Hart just bricking all their shots and fighting for rebounds like a bunch of hyenas.
It's good business.
Yeah. So I like them to get going, especially with Bogdanovich out. So there will be no 3-point arsenal really on the bench outside of Deuce McBride.
And I might even just lay it with all four favorites too, because
Milwaukee's
back is broken.
I got a sneaky suspicion they might do something tonight.
Milwaukee?
Yeah, I don't know Milwaukee. Why.
Fighting Pat Ben.
Yeah, I just feel like that line should be more than 4, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
It should be more than 4, especially because like they got the shit beat out of them. Like it really never looked like a game. The Pacers had like complete control. Middleton's not gonna be the number one option ever. Like I've never Bobby. Seen him really.
Yeah, it would have to be a massive Bobby Portis.
If Bobby Portis has a game where he can beat the fucking Pacers by himself, then, I mean, good for him.
Lopez hits 8 threes for sure.
Yeah. When Big Bob gets that look in his eyes, there's no stopping him. It doesn't matter who you put on the court.
It's true.
It does feel like a Spicy P game.
Yeah.
A little bit of a Spicy P game.
Spicy P had, what, like 12 points last game?
Yeah.
He's probably cooked.
Bit of a Spicy P.
What's Spicy P 25 plus?
Minus 200.
No,
it's probably honestly probably pretty even. That's what it was like.
His over under is 23.5.
Yeah, give me the over.
So there we go, like plus 140.
Put me Spicy P over.
I do like the Knicks and the Pacers parlayed, and then I also like the Magic actually going into Cleveland. I mean, the Magic, they beat the shit out of them one time, so like, I don't know.
I haven't seen a
Bobby Portis's over under 40.
Dude, it's so boring.
What?
No, I've watched a fair bit.
It's like 14.
I've watched a fair bit of Cavs Magic, to be honest.
21.
I haven't seen a lick of it.
Portis?
Yeah. 21.5 is his over under.
Yeah, he'll be going over.
Yeah.
You better.
Is there shot? Can we bet over shot attempts?
Yeah, 20.
Like 35.
Well, he should.
This is a Bobby Portis game, brother.
Is he like questionable or is that just kind of fodder?
No, he got in that good fucking toss. Fight.
I know, but I feel like going into that game, it was like, oh, by the way, Patrick Beverley and Bobby Portis are questionable now too. Like they might just fold it, but they're probably not.
Nah, Pat Bev will probably throw a punch tonight.
Whoa, Jesus.
Jeez Louise, dude.
Yeah, dude, it was fun.
No malice in Milwaukee.
No, let's get to the diamond.
Okay. Wait, we have a trade.
Sorry, what?
We have a blockbuster.
What sport?
Oh, fuck.
The New York Yankees have traded Kiner Delgado to the Pittsburgh Pirates for a player to be named later and JT Brubaker.
Skeens?
Brubaker. That trade happened a month ago.
Skeens could be the player Skeens to be named
Skeens for Delgado?
Later. Didn't that trade happen like a month ago?
Brubaker was... Something happened with Brubaker.
Yeah, he got traded to the Yankees like a month ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay, so this is an update.
Oh, they've just named one of the players.
So Kiner Delgado, I misread this, is the player to be named later.
Huge, because he has
been named.
Yeah. We needed a bat.
Oh, so Carlos huge. Delgado?
Okay. I apologize. So we've had Brubaker on our roster.
Yeah, he's been dominant, actually.
I don't think he has.
Okay, let's get to the diamond.
I think he said we were at the diamond, brother.
We are all over the diamond, brother.
Let's get to the real diamond, okay?
We're on the diamond, brother.
Start at 6. Well, actually, we could start at the 340 St. Louis.
Take that like that was a
Kyle Gibson and Jack Flaherty. Anybody doing anything there?
Put me up for the Tigers.
Why is that?
Because fucking Flaherty, brother. Yeah.
Flaherty, brother.
I got nothing in the first one. Those two are playing two.
Are they playing two?
Yeah.
I hate betting when they're playing two.
Yankees are at Baltimore. Nestor's going against Dean Kramer. I love the Yankees pitching matchup, but, you know.
Got to take advantage of this one.
I'm going to stay away. Krem stinks.
I'm not going to slam a must win on it, but
yeah.
Got to take advantage of Krem.
Yeah. I'm not taking it, but I don't hate the Orioles plus one.
Whoa.
+160.
Okay.
Nor should you. I mean, it was a 2-0 game, so not a ton of fireworks last night, but it is like, damn, like these Orioles are fucking good. Their
problem, brother.
Colorado's in Miami. Nobody's bet that game, right?
Is Sixto Sanchez on the mound?
Sixto Sanchez, yeah.
I am betting this one.
Who do you think? The Rockies?
The over?
I like the Rockies first five plus a half.
Only five you could have taken.
I like them full game as well. I mean,
Rockies any way you can get them.
They are, in my opinion, and not by much, but they are the better baseball team here.
That's tough to argue.
Yeah.
Tough to argue.
You're not worried about Sixto Sanchez?
I mean, I like him a little bit better than who's going for the
Feltner's going for
Feltner's going.
Oh yeah, no, I like Feltner.
yeah.
Feltner's got good stuff. Yeah.
Feltner's good.
Yeah.
The second game of St. Louis and Detroit, I will jump on that one. It's Steven Matz and Matt Manning.
Oh, you're on Matz, aren't you?
No, I hate Matz. Give me Matt Manning and the Detroit Tigers.
Why do you hate Matz? What's your deal?
Guy just doesn't do it for me.
Really? I kind of like Matz. I got nothing on game two.
Okay. KC in Toronto, Cole Ragans goes against Berrios. You show me the Kansas City Royals first five plus a half, and you're going to show me a bet.
You show me Berrios' fucking ERA, and I'll show you first five money line on the Jays.
Whoa!
Yeah, I like the Jays, too. I
don't understand why these guys are playing so much.
Yeah, so
they're six straight games.
Legit.
This pitching matchup happened last week, and the Royals won.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I love the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Javier Assad goes against Manea. That's the Cubs in New York. Cubs.
The Mets.
Hey. You're back on the Cubbies?
Yeah, the Mets. Whatever. Wrong team's favorite here.
Oh!
Give me the Chicago Cubs first five plus.
I want, after last night, I want nothing to do with this series.
Wrong team was favored in the Royals game, too.
I don't know about that.
Are the Mets?
I like Sean Manea.
I was in a mood today. I got 10 picks, okay?
Nice. Well,
there's a lot of wrong teams favored today.
Nice. I like it. Are the Mets 15-14 or they are 14-14 right now?
They're one of the two.
The fucking
they started off really bad.
The Almatic.
I'm it's early in the season to be doing this, but I'm already in the 500. No, if you're one game over 500, I think you're gonna lose. If you're one game under 500, I think you're gonna win.
That's life.
That is life.
Keep playing after they lost the must win.
I don't know.
Yeah. The game looks to be canceled tonight. We'll get there.
May have forfeited.
off, Tony.
Logie Webb on the road goes against Cooper Criswell.
I wouldn't sleep on Coop.
Give me the Coop dog and the Sox first five plus a half.
Wow.
Wrong team's favored here.
Oh, good luck.
I like it, brother.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah, that's one I can ride with.
Yeah, you can.
Cooper Criswell.
Minnesota goes at White Sox, terrible as well. Simeon Woods Richardson goes against the Soroka dog.
What happened to Soroka?
The right team is favorite here. Give me Minnesota first five money line, please.
Yeah, I'm with you. They're 8-0 with the what do they got, that home run sausage, or it's just a sausage that's in the dugout?
I'm not positive exactly.
They got this summer sausage.
They're slamming home run.
They're 8-0. They're 8-0 since this summer sausage.
Okay.
Have you not seen this?
No.
Oh, yeah. You gotta dive in, dude.
I love the Twins. Yeah, if you liked them yesterday, reason to dislike them today.
Tampa's in Milwaukee. I fucking hate that series. I will not bet a game in that series. Goodbye.
Yeah, Pepio kind of ended the fun of that series for me. I'm out.
Was he dealing or did he?
Oh yeah, they fucking raise smack.
Yeah, they might be the hardest handicap in baseball.
Yeah, I gotta stay away. Legit
up there with the, which we might be going to next, the fucking plucky, feisty Washington Nationals.
Exactly. Wrong team's favorite here. Give me the Nationals first five plus a half.
Get out! Get out!
Bullshit.
Over the Texas Rangers.
John Gray. Give me the Rangers.
Wrong team's favored.
Give me a
first
break.
Five money line. This is a disgrace.
I do lean the Nationals direction, but now that you said the wrong team's favorite, I'm out.
Okay, those all have been good fun, but this one honestly is the most wrong team's favored game of all time.
Yeah, I'll maybe
the Guards.
The maybe. Guardians at Houston. Carrasco goes against Hunter Brown. Cleveland first five plus a half. Thank you.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I am in on that.
I mean, what is this line though? Like, we're just expecting Hunter
Brown. What's Houston, 9-20
to turn into an ace?
It's the Astros. You're still getting the Astros line. They're not going to move it just yet.
Phillies in Los Angeles still. Turnbull goes against Tyler Anderson. Give me Philly first five.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't like it, my friend.
Angels beat. What happened last night?
Phillies. Angels are 1-9 in the last 10. I don't know if last night was that one.
Last night, they let the hitters talk.
That's a good
one. Did they win?
Good one, Bruce. I like what you're doing. Cover
from that. Yeah, they won 6-5.
They did win 6-5 last
night. Look at the fucking ERAs on these two, huh?
Look at the ass on these two.
Yeah, put me over the fucking Phillies.
Okay.
I agree.
Atlanta's in Seattle still. Reynaldo Lopez might be your early Cy Young winner, okay?
Oh, bullshit.
Give me Atlanta first five.
Castillo's kind of found it lately. I like the Mariners plus a half at home.
Bullshit. What do you mean bullshit? Reynaldo's got a .7.
How many innings he's pitched?
Well, I think six starts.
I don't know.
Let me take a peek at the fucking Cy Young odds. Let
me take a look. Reynaldo Lopez always starts good, doesn't he?
To be honest with you,
he is kind of dealing, actually.
Very much so.
Three starts.
Only three. Could have swore.
He's only given up one earned, though.
Pretty good.
Pretty impressive.
Plus 8,000 to win the Cy Young.
So. Yeah, I take it now.
Something to think about.
Baseball.
I'm on Atlanta, by the way. You guys? You guys on anything that game? Atlanta, Seattle?
I got it. I got Mariners plus half.
Yeah.
I lean your way, Tony.
Okay. Nick Martinez goes against you, Darvish. I don't like that series either. I'm going to stay away from that series. That's Cincy in San Diego.
Dad's first five.
Respect.
Okay. Dodgers at D-backs. Landon Knack versus Jordo Montgomery. I'm out.
D-backs first five plus a half.
I like it.
Love gumbo.
And then Buccos are in Oakland still. An absolute classic matchup between Mitch Keller and Alex Wood, which I will not take part in.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Gotta win this one.
Must win, boys. Must win.
You bet on the Aces? What do you mean?
The Aces.
No, it's the Aces.
Mitch Keller was your opening day starter, but he is not the Buccos ace. I can confirm that. That's Jared Jones.
Alex Wood's got what, a 7?
Brother.
Alex Wood, we're looking at a 6.59, yeah.
Right on.
Not great. Maybe the Buccos can get a fucking hit tonight. I am on Detroit first five. That's in the second game. -116. These are all first fives. Royals first five plus a half. Cubs first five plus a half. Boston Red Sox first five plus a half. Minnesota first five money line. The Nationals first five plus a half. Cleveland first five plus a half. Philly first five money line. And Atlanta first five money line.
Ooh, all first five. Tigers money line. Jays money line. Twins money line. Rangers money line. Guards plus a half. Dads money line. Mariners plus a half. D-backs plus a half.
I like it. I like the cards. I have the Rockies first five plus a half. I'm on the Twins money line full game. And then I'm on the Guardians first five plus a half as well.
Okay.
All right. But I like it all.
We like it all.
But I like it all.
It's a good slate today.
Waiting Tuesday's for this next series.
I'm going to parlay all these and win $1 billion.
Yeah,
today.
I think you might.
I got them in the pot.
What was the one that you said that it'll probably lose?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Probably the Nats.
Nats is one.
Yeah, maybe. There was one other, brother.
You guys didn't seem to love the Cooper Criswell Boston Red Sox first five plus.
I liked it. The Royals, I think you should maybe.
The Ragans Royals versus Barrios?
Oh. Yeah, just because they played last week and the Royals won with that same start.
You
jumped starter
on the Royals. You said it.
No, I didn't, Tony.
Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. Somebody's got the base is loaded already in the top of the first. That would be the who's the home
Tigers
team? Cards.
Yeah,
cards have the bases juiced. I hope the Tigers lose this game one because they'll definitely.
No, we need
they don't have the bases loaded.
Yeah, there's nobody on base. Two outs.
There's been a strikeout. So
turns
far
out this sports book that I'm looking at. They have the bases all dark. I don't like that move. That just makes me think the bases are loaded.
And then they make them yellow.
I think that's not a bad
gimmick.
Yeah.
Nobody on first.
No. We're going to actually call this.
We got ducks on the pond here early.
Call this
Jack game. Flaherty's thrown six pitches and the bases are loaded.
Anything else?
Jesus.
I think my headphones are toast.
Nate, you want to send us out of here?
Dortmund draw no bad at home against PSG tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You're going against? going against.
I like Dortmund at home. Different team at home.
Okay.
I'll take PSG in the reverse fixture.
There's some beautiful cover art behind our quote today.
What's that? The most important thing is win enough games to get into the playoffs. Then once you get into the playoffs, win. NFL future Hall of Famer and current Indianapolis Colt, Joe Flacco.
That's good. Good quote.
I got something just to leave you guys with.
Oh, okay. I like this. I like what's happening here.
Dueling quotes.
In high school basketball, 6'1", Tom Thibodeau pulled down 22 rebounds and made 8 foul shots to secure New Britain's 88-77 win over Hartford Public.
Absolute dog.
Wow.
Thank God.
That's what we're doing.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nah.